Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Hey folks, welcome back. Let's get to work with some more pick control. Now this might be the last episode of this. It's the last rudiment anyway that I want to talk about, and that rudiment is the flam. Flam, 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 flam. So flam is just like a grace note before an accented note, you know. And on a guitar, I don't know, it's kind of tricky to say what it is exactly, but I have a feeling it's a note and then another note. It's not a strum. I'll show you why, because it's something about how the articulation turns out, like when you're doing patterns. So let's say I do, I'll do something simpler. Okay, this is all I'm playing is F and C together as a strum, and then C, and then F and C together, and then F. Now it sounds kind of like a polyrhythm, but not as much as when I separate the notes with the flam. Flam is just a slight separation between the notes instead of a strum. Like this. Now you can hear. I mean, you can hear the opposite thing in the other. Like if I go. Slowly, what I'm doing here is I'm doing down, down. That's my flam from the F to the C. Down, down. And then an upstroke on the C and an upstroke on the F. Okay? And then I'm going the opposite way. Downstroke on the C, downstroke to the F, upstroke on C, and upstroke on F. It's called a flam tap. Prep, but, prep, but, prep, but, prep, but. So it's kind of like a little polyrhythm. Da, 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 is in each hand, but they're offset like opposite ways. So, you know, it goes. Like this. Okay. A little more complicated flam accent. So this is just like playing singles, but I'm going to put a flam on every third stroke. So and I'll have this on the little attachment to this lesson. So I'm going down, 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 you know, down, down, up, down, up, up, down, up. Okay, so what you can hear here is this little rhythm. That's in each string, but they're offset again. So if I bring in the other one. Taking one away and I'm putting the other one back and stuff like that while I'm keeping it going. That's a pretty good exercise, pretty interesting. And as you do more and more of these, you can get really crazy polyrhythms. Let's see, what else is on this thing? Oh, inverted flam tap. That's just a... So it's like the flam tap but with a opposite notes going. And then, let's see... Swiss triplet is like you would hear a drummer like Tony Williams do these a lot. This is like, these don't reverse direction, so it's like, so I'm just going and putting a flam on it. Opposite way. I almost guarantee you're going to find it hard to do this the other way. Okay. And then flamadiddles. Those are nice. This pattern. So anyway, I'll give you one cool exercise. Let's see. This could be done over bar 4/4, more really like feeling like 12/8. So it's a flam paradiddle, two flam. So flam paradiddles are fours, right? And then two flam accents, which are threes. So 4/3/3, and then another flam paradiddle, same thing, 4/3/3, and then four. 4/3/3, 4/3/3, 4. Flam paradiddle, flam accent, flam accent, flam paradiddle, flam accent, flam accent, flam paradiddle. And there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, Did it four times. The second time it flips each time, so it goes. Then it's going the other way. Okay. Record that I did with Dan Weiss, music for drums and guitar. I'll see if I can link it. I'll link it on this thing. Or I do that exact pattern, but I do it with a drop D, so it sounds kind of cool. And then I change the notes. I change the notes for each 4-3-3-4 thing, so you can kind of hear it goes. this faster, it sounds like 1, 2, 3, 4. Pretty tough little thing to play on that record. Dan is also playing on the drums with his feet, actually, while he's doing other stuff with his hands, so it's really crazy. But that's just an application of that. I was just messing around with it and wanted to get that polyrhythmic feeling with the pick. It's I'll do some stuff about polyrhythms with fingers, which of course is kind of easier because you can, you know, you can have separation between your fingers, but with the pick it's pretty tough. And that's one idea of how to get to some of those sounds in a drummer kind of a way. All right, more on this very soon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.